Naredo Experience.
Welcome to another episode of the Naredo Experience. I am all slouched over, sitting in my chair again. I am feeling better, but I'm not completely better. And I didn't want to stand and do it because I have another thing in the evening that I have to go for. So I wanted to conserve a bit of energy. Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about today, I have been getting questions from other bloggers, and they are usually around what inspires you, who are the bloggers you look up to, what gets you excited and out of bed, etc. And I understand that a lot of you probably want to know that. I'm not sure why you want to know that. But so when I started out, there were no bloggers to look up to because there were no bloggers really. The only thing that I kind of looked at was that there were these senior bloggers abroad who were, sharing information openly. That is the only thing that kind of inspired me. And I was like, wow, you know, if they're doing that, then I think that works. And I think that's a nice thing to do. And I learned a lot from that. But there weren't any particular specific bloggers that I was like, oh my God, that's somebody I should emulate. So there really wasn't anyone right now. If you ask if there are any other bloggers that I look at, lifestyle bloggers wise, not really. I mean, there's one, someone I follow on Instagram called Mika Gianelli. She is so hot. Apart from that, the way she consistently posts stuff on Instagram, that's pretty cool. But I honestly have never seen her blog. So I don't think she fits that definition of who a blogger is. But then again, the definition has changed from when I started like 10, 12 years ago and what the definition is now. Who else do I follow? I like Ann Street Studio. I've talked about it earlier. Jamie Beck. She's a good photographer. She's the one who started propagating cinemagraphs online. So that's how I basically found out about them the first time. And I really like the things that they do and I love their photographs, etc. But again, I don't think she fits the typical profile of a blogger. When a lot of people who ask me these questions are all fashion bloggers or personal style bloggers, I myself don't fit that definition in that sense. I do personal style, but I'll do maybe one personal style story in like 2 months. So I am not, for me, I think blogging is not about looking at another blogger and being, oh, you know, I should do that. Sure, I mean, you look at stuff and you feel like, you know, that was a cool way to execute a gig, for example. But for me, it's more about what am I bringing to the table here? It's not just about posting new products or going traveling to a new place and showing off that I did this or I got this or these are the things that, you know, I get to do. It's about showcasing a place or a brand or a product in a way that someone might never have considered earlier. The problem with this is that this takes a lot of work and usually means that it will need a higher budget, and brands usually don't have that. So it's rare that I actually get to do that in the way that I would really like to. But that is usually the goal of, you know, telling a story from start to finish of anything. How does it matter if you're a personal style blogger or you're a tech blogger? Or so as a photo blogger, look, technically I am a photographer, so it's photo blogging for me, and I like being able to tell the story from start to finish. So it's, I don't think there is anyone else doing what I do is the problem. So looking up, I much rather look up to people who are not bloggers, who are not in this scene in general, people who are, you know, scientists or people who are entrepreneurs, people who run their companies. Women who inspire me to do better and work harder and smarter every day. I look up to people like that. And again, specifically, if you ask me, I mean, I listen to Joe Rogan's podcast. He's not a blogger. He's not even in the lifestyle and fashion business. And most of the time, he doesn't even talk about things that I would talk about. Unless, you know, I'm with close friends or there's a conversation happening. And I don't really talk about that kind of stuff on my podcast. But I love listening to his podcast. I think he is a really inspiring, cool guy. Also, he's a stand-up comedian. So I look up to stand-up comedians, you know. I love Daniel Fernandez. I love, he's absolutely Danny on Twitter. I like the way he brings comedy to the stage. And that's the Indian guy that I really like. Apart from that, I mean, I listen to Dave Chappelle has a new special out on Netflix. God, he's hilarious. And the way he again talks about things on stage, that's amazing. So I look up to these people because they're so fucking smart. They're really, really smart. And then they have the, you know, they do it. They just go out and do it every day. And it's not an easy beat, especially in a country like India right now. And I love Trevor Noah. Oh my God. Have you, like, if you have no idea about his story, he hosts The Daily Show right now in the US. You should check out his Netflix documentary kind of thing called You Laugh, But It's True. And I look at people like that and I look up to people like that and they inspire me. I don't really look at bloggers. I mean, sorry. The second thing I wanted to talk about briefly was pay your friends. The thing is that I also wrote a What the Fuck Nana column this week about this thing. And it's, I mean, if my friend comes to me and says that, hey, you know, I make this product, for example, and I would like you to photograph it for me. And, you know, they tell me that, okay, this is the budget and this is, yeah, I mean, what, I don't understand why people come and say, oh, you're my friend, I need a discount. Fuck you, you're not my friend. Friends don't run friends into the ground. Friends want friends to do better, to make a profit on their business. I'm a photographer, fuck you, pay me. And if you come to me and say that, hey, this is my budget and I want you to do this for me, I might over-deliver. I might say, okay, fine, I'll give you a discount. I might say, no, damn it, you're my friend. I'm never going to charge you money. I'll do it for free. That's my prerogative. Don't come to me saying, do it for free, you're my friend. No, we're not friends anymore. And I'm not going to spend the time to sit and fucking educate you, because if you don't have the brains already, then my telling you anything is not going to make a difference. You're still going to do what you want to do. And that's that. Okay. So, you don't go to a store and you say, "Arey, mujhe free mein de do." You're a stranger, right? So when you don't do it with strangers or people you don't know, why the fuck do you do it with friends and family? Oh, your family, beta, you should shoot it for me for free. No, fuck you, auntie. No. Why will I shoot it for you for free? What have you done? You don't even know the name of my fucking blog. You don't even know what it is that I do. Like, properly. You just know that, arey, she's a photographer, to bula lo, like, shoot kar lo free mein. So, and I have no problems calling people out in real life also. I did have someone recently say to me that, oh, you know, my daughter's getting married, so shoot to tum beta free mein hi karoge. And I was like, kyun? And there was like, pin drop silence, like, shit. Because I'm like, kyun? Like, explain it to me. Oh, but your family, so? You want your family to be fucking poor? You don't want to pay your own family? Like, what kind of person are you? This thing in India, na, ki arey to friend family hai, saste mein ho jayega. Nee, kya kyun hai? Kya hai? Theka utha rakha hai kya maine sabka? So, if you are someone who has a friend whose skills or capabilities you like and you want to utilize them for your business, then you pay them. And you offer to pay them. And if then they say that, nahi, I'll give you a discount, yaar, you're my friend, yaar, come on. That's okay. That's on them. This again comes back to consent. If they are saying, or if you have their permission, then it's cool. So you don't go in with a fucking assumption ki arey to free me kar degi, ye to meri friend hai. Main to nahi karungi bhaiya. Mere paas to kabhi bhi mat aana, kyunki main suna aur dungi. Theek hai? It's ridiculous. And in India, this whole thing of you've met a woman like 4 times in your life, you maybe exchanged 4 sentences with her, and suddenly you're close friends so that you can call them and give them advice on your fucking business. Oh, you are such a good blogger. Can you come to our office and tell us, give us feedback about our product? Yeah, sure, I'll do that. I charge for consulting. I charge for my time. So my 1 hour costs X amount of money. You want advice and feedback on your product? Sure, let's do it. Don't fucking call me up and say, "Arey, you're a close friend and you're a great blogger, so please come." I don't need my ego stroked. I have a lot of ego anyways. I do that to myself every day anyway. Tumhe karne ki zarurat nahi hai. Kya bakwas hai. Gussa aata hai. It's like, I mean, but at the same time, it's hilarious. I'm like, what was this person thinking? And it's always a guy. That's not true. Maybe 99% of the time, it's a guy. Women don't do that. Fucking women call me up and say, oh, you know, I there's this friend of mine. I mean, she's my client. We've become friends now. She makes these amazing bags. She never fucking calls me up and says, ki mera product rakke free mein shoot kar do. She always says, ki acha mera ye budget hai, please, what can you do in this, Nana? We're fucking friends, okay? Like, we are friends. And she keeps sending me free bags just like that. I mean, it's cool. We have an understanding, and I've spent so much time with her. We sit together, we talk for hours, and she's never told me ki tu mere liye free mein kar di, or my friend. Sometime I've done shit for her for free of my own volition. It's my decision to do that. Women, yeah, women rarely do that. It's always some old auntie who's like, "Arey beta, free mein kar do. Hum tumhare mummy ke friend hain." Like, bhaad majao auntie. Blog ka naam batao pehle. That's another thing. You should pay your friends, yeah. Pay your friends. If you yourself are an artist and you're creating something and your friend is a creator, pay them, yeah. I mean, you have a friend who writes poetry and you say, "Yaar, you know, I'm in love with somebody. Can you write a poem for me?" De do, yaar, usko 500 rupees de do. Like, I don't know, I'm sorry, poets, I don't know how much it costs or how much you would charge, but offer something. Even for that, yes, because you're paying them for their time, yeah. Fuck. They might be doing a client gig and they might take out an hour and do this for you. Pay them for it. Kaise chalta hai? Logon ko khana khana hai. Paise ke bina kaise hoga? So, hey, it is a capitalist society. Nahi hota capitalist society, so it was a different thing. But ab hai, I can't tell my landlord ki, you know, I'll come and shoot your portraits for free, to aap rent mat lo. Chamaat marega ho. Ki pagal ho gayi hai. Kabhi hota hai, aise nahi hota hai na. To mere ko kyun bolte hai log aake free mein consulting, batao hamara product kaisa hai. Mujhe kya pata kaisa hai product. Banao apne aap product. Hoga fail, succeed hoga, tab baat karenge. Aur karwane hai abhi to, then give me money, yaar. I'll come and consult and I'll do a proper research analysis and I'll sit and I'll do notes and I'll do interviews and I'll tell you, okay, these are the things that I see. These are the things that I see from my experience, what I recommend. And this is probably what you should do. Oh, but what if we don't use your advice? Toh main kya karun? Mera toh time laga hai na. So you pay me for that. So the third thing that I wanted to talk about was, I did an episode a few weeks earlier where I said that blogging takes time. It took me 10, 12 years. So, you know, just in 6 months, you can't expect to become successful or start making money and all. Well, I'd like to call bullshit on that. Yeah, on my own podcast. I don't think that is true anymore. I don't know, actually. Because when I started, things were very different, and things are very different now. The way technology has changed, how the speed of how it changes, the new things that keep coming up, or the market realities, things are really, really different. Like 10, 12 years ago is like an era ago. So don't listen to me. If you think you have the skills and the capability and you can work hard and you can convert your blog to a monetized blog within 6 months, go for it. Fuck what I think. So I wanted to say that, and I did post about it on Facebook and on Twitter also, because I think at some level I realize that I'm getting older, and as you get older, you tend to get kind of set in your ways. It's harder to learn new things. It's energy levels get lower. It's just biology. That's how it works. So, and I heard someone dissing someone younger in their profession and saying that, oh, you know, it was a white comedian on Trevor Noah's You Laugh but It's True on Netflix, and he was saying when Trevor wanted to do his solo show, so this old white guy says that, what, you know, I did my first solo show in after 10 years of being a stand-up comedian, and he's doing it within 1 or 2 years. And basically what he was trying to say was, who does he think he is? And I absolutely hate that. If anyone ever implies to me, who do you think you are, I want to punch them. I've never done that, but I do feel like it. That's when I realized that, oh my God, I am that white guy who's telling younger bloggers that, मेरे को 10-12 साल लगे, तुम अपने आप को क्या समझते हो, 6 महीने में ऐसे कैसे हो जाएगा. सो आई एम सॉरी अबाउट दैट, एंड दैट इज टोटल बुलशिट. जस्ट बिकॉज आई वॉज नॉट एबल टू डू इट विद इन द फर्स्ट 6 months और 1 or 2 years, डज नॉट मीन दैट नो वन एल्स कैन. इन टुडेज डे एंड एज, आई थिंक इट्स मोर लाइकली दैट यू आर गोइंग टू डू इट इन अ शॉर्टर पीरियड ऑफ टाइम. आई डोंट थिंक इट्स गोइंग टू टेक यू 10 years. अगेन, ऑल्सो डिपेंड्स ऑन वट योर गोल्स वर. आई थिंक माई बिगेस्ट प्रॉब्लम इन द अर्ली ईयर्स वॉज दैट आई हैड नो आइडिया वट आई वॉज डूइंग. आई मीन, आई स्टिल डोंट नो वट आई एम डूइंग नाउ, बट एटलीस्ट आई हैव अ बिट ऑफ फोकस वेर आई एम लाइक, ओके, येस, आई एम अ फोटो ब्लॉगर, आई एम प्राइमरली अ फोटोग्राफर, एंड दिस इज वट आई डू, आई टेल स्टोरीज फ्रॉम लाइक स्टार्ट टू फिनिश, एंड आई मेक अमेजिंग फोटोग्राफ. सो नाउ दैट इज अ लिटिल क्लियर टू मी. even till 2 years ago, I was like, what am I doing? Like, do I want to do personal style blogging? Do I want to be a fashion blogger? What do I want to do? I was not sure. So it took me a long time to figure out what it is I wanted to do. And that reflects in the work that everyone sees. And people kind of get that idea ki isko nahi pata hai ki kya kar rahi hai. Okay. So if you are someone who is crystal clear about what your goals are and what you want to do, then more power to you, yeah. I mean, don't let an old fart like me tell you ki ye nahi ho sakta. Do it. Prove me wrong and prove everyone else wrong. And trust me, no one gives a shit. Everyone is only concerned about themselves. I am only concerned about how well my blog is doing, how much money am I making, who are the clients that I'm working with, what does my media kit look like, what does my client list look like. And yeah, sure, I mean, younger competition is constantly going to come up and I am going to feel threatened, as would anybody. I mean, most people might not say it openly the way I'm saying it, but that's true, yeah. I mean, how you feel is how 99% of the population feels. It's just the human condition. We feel envy, we feel jealousy, we feel bad, we have self-doubt, etc., etc. I mean, I know people who don't have self-doubt, and my God, I don't know who those people are and how they do it, but it's pretty cool. I wish I had that. So there's always going to be younger people doing it. They're going to be better than, you know, what I did or what any other blogger thinks they did 10 years ago, 12 years ago. Or what I'm doing now. I mean, there might be someone who comes up within the next 6 months who's like way better than I am. He or she is a better photographer, better blogger, can write better than I do, has more energy than I do. Clearly, they are going to get ahead because my energy is not going to go up now. It's going to either stay the same and it is going to go down now. You know, I'm going to be turning 37 this year. And it's, you know, all downhill from here. So yes, please go ahead. Please charge for the work that you do. Please be happy with what you do, I think. If you are clear about your goals, that's brilliant. And don't listen to older bloggers who tell you ki ye 6 mahine mein nahi ho sakta, 1 saal mein nahi ho sakta, 2 saal mein nahi ho sakta. Go forth and conquer. So the fourth part of this podcast is about this email I got from a blogger who has a blog which is about a year old. And they basically wrote to me saying whatever, blog is a year old. And the statement that from their email that caught my eye was, it's really hard when brands don't approach you just cause you are a blogger from Chandigarh and not from Delhi or Bombay. So first of all, brands are not going to approach you. Why will they approach you? They don't know about you. Nobody knows you exist. Nobody knows I exist, dude. And I'm supposed to be like this blogger who's been around for 12 years. No, brands don't know about me. How will they know about me? Well, the brands employ people, they have salaried people working for them. Why do they care about people like me? Why will they give me money and look for ki are kisko paisa dena hai? Aise thodi hota hai. वो अपना नौकरी करेंगे ना, तुम्हारे को क्यों ढूंढेंगे, चाहे तुम चंडीगढ़ में हो, टिम्बकटू में हो, कहीं पे भी हो. ट्रस्ट मी, इट्स नॉट अबाउट दिल्ली, बॉम्बे, चंडीगढ़. श्योर इट्स इजियर. आई मीन देयर सो मेनी टाइम्स आई हंग आउट विद अदर ब्लॉगर्स इन दिल्ली एंड वी आर लाइक, अरे यार बॉम्बे ब्लॉगर्स को क्यों इतना काम मिलता है. बॉम्बे में है ब्लॉगर्स, देयर आर लॉट्स मोर ब्लॉगर्स इन बॉम्बे दैन देयर आर इन दिल्ली, एंड मोस्ट ऑफ देम आर डूइंग फैशन. इट्स जस्ट, इट इज व्हाट इट इज. सो व्हाट्स दैट गोना मीन? Move to Bombay. I mean, if I'm in Delhi and I'm upset that so many people in Bombay are getting work and those brands never come and work with me, move to Bombay. So if you feel that Chandigarh is not the place for you, move to Delhi, move to Bombay. I would suggest that you move to Delhi because there's more money in Delhi. Because there are less bloggers, brands tend to pay more in Delhi. So, and this is like, you know, aise toh matlab you can find any excuse. I'm not saying your excuse isn't legitimate. I really don't care. But move from Chandigarh. And if you can't move from Chandigarh, then Chandigarh is huge. Yeah. I mean, there are brands in Chandigarh. Again, you might not work with international brands, but there is so much money in Chandigarh. Yeah. You find local brands and you work with them. You go to like restaurants and say that, okay, this is what I do. I run a blog. It's a year old. This is the kind of traffic I get. This is why social media is important for you. And I will do a campaign for you every month where you give me 10,000 rupees and I will come and I will take photos of your food. And every month I will do a story. Or if you think that's too much, you do one story every 2 months. Or you don't do a blog story. Depending on the brand's budget, you do social media for them. Similarly, restaurants, okay? Then you have garment boutiques. Then you have, I don't know, like hotels. Then you have There's so many brands, coffee shops that you can work with like this. While they're not going to come to you, yeah, they don't give a rat's ass about you or me. They have got a business to run. So if you can go to them and tell them that I will help you run your business, I will help you make more money, I will bring you more customers, they'll be like, "Achha, aisa bhi hota hai. Okay, let's try this." That is the status of blogging in India right now. Even in Delhi and Bombay. Take my word for it. So I don't know what you think. Do you think that because I've been blogging for 12 years, I basically just sit on my ass and be like, work is coming and I don't want to work with you. And no, I also go and pitch to brands. Because brands don't care about me. Why karenge wo? Kya? Oh, suddenly, oh, we have to work with Naina, you know, because it's so prestigious. Bollocks. No one does that. It's business. What value are you providing to them? What value are they providing to you? It's an exchange of value. And you do work. So you do it in Chandigarh or you do it in Delhi or Bombay, you do it in Timbuktu, yeah. So if tomorrow, you know, if I need to want to go and move to the hills, yes, business will be affected. But there are ways of making that also work. I could go to this hilly gaon and maybe, you know, once in a while I could come down back to Delhi and do work here. Shoot for like 6 brands and then go back to my town and or take products from here or ask the brand to send me products there and do shoots there. There are ways of making it work. If you want to be disheartened, I can give you 50,000 reasons to be disheartened. Hell, this existence is disheartening. So, it will continue, man. कुछ ना कुछ कहीं ना कहीं कीड़ा आता रहता है. हम लोग कितना बात करते हैं कि अरे यार बॉम्बे में कितने सारे फैशन ब्लॉगर्स हैं एंड देयर ऑल दीज चिक्स हु आर लाइक यू नो मॉडल्स एंड दे आर सो गुड लुकिंग देयर लेगी देयर टॉल एंड डस्की एंड स्टनिंग एंड दे हैव लाइक 400,000 फॉलोअर्स ऑन इंस्टाग्राम. आई कैन कम्पीट विद दैट शिट बट द पॉइंट इज दे आर नॉट माई कॉम्पिटिशन. वट आई डू नो वन एल्स इन दिस कंट्री डज फाइंड समथिंग लाइक दैट. आई हैड अ फर्स्ट मूवर्स एडवांटेज मे बी. I'm sure there are people who are coming up and doing what I'm doing and maybe doing it better than me. So, usko leke main baith thodi jaungi ki are yaar ye kya ho raha hai yaar aise log aa rahe hain aur ye sab kar rahe hain to mera kya hoga. The fight for relevance is ongoing. But don't look at it ki oh I'm in Chandigarh to Bombay Delhi wale logon ko zyada kaam milta hai. Log bhi zyada hain yahan pe. So, find a way to make it work for you. And if you really think that that's not working for you, then you bloody move, yeah. Come to Delhi. Come meet me. Coffee, chai, peete, beer, peete. But don't beat yourself over it ki big city mein nahi hai, to mera kya hoga. You've been running a blog for a year. That's like a big deal. People are not able to sustain blogs consistently. Year in today's day and age, I think is a big deal. And like I said, there are many ways of doing it. I mean, you can go and meet doctors and you can say, hey, you know, I'll do these stories for you. Lawyers in Chandigarh. Jewelers in Chandigarh. There's so many industries. Literally sit down and make a list of the 10 industries that you would like to blog about. And then go and start approaching all these local stores. Everyone has a dukaan, yeah. Go to them. Even the smallest businessman will have some money for publicity, advertising or promotion. Sab log dalte na, board dalte na par ad ka board. To blog bhi ad hai in that sense. That's how you explain it to them and you have to sell it to them. They don't know. Smaller towns, obviously, there is less exposure. And I, you know, speak in the native language. Do videos in native languages. And it's the market is wide open right now. It's still a sunrise industry. So I would suggest that you look for ways of making it work. I mean, I'm like, I could, you know, go and do it in Chandigarh. I don't know what you guys think. Yeah, ki 12-10 saal se I've been blogging, so I'm this celebrity. I'm not. I do the same kind of work that you guys do. I go and pitch to brands. I go for meetings. I take calls. I have to explain to brands. And I also get pissed ki are kya inko samajh mein kyun nahi aata hai kaise karte hain. And sometimes, while explaining to them, I understand ki, oh yeah, this is another angle that I could use. Where, you know, it works for a brand and what is the value that I'm providing. So it's a constant evolution. You get better every day. You learn new things every day. And you find out how to make it work for you. No one's going to come and help you. And say, beta, acha, tum Chandigarh mein ho. Oh, you're feeling bad that you don't get work. So I'm this brand and I'll send you work. That's no one's going to do that. Value kya hai unko usme. And just like you, there are like 100,000 other people who want to work with brands. But who is actually pitching to brands? Very few people are. Even now, which is hilarious. Which reminds me, I should be pitching to brands too. I've started doing that now. Can you imagine? 12 saal ki career mein, now I'm like, oh, I should pitch to brands. But nonsense. No one told me ki you should pitch pehle se. आई एम टेलिंग यू, करो पिच, जाओ छोटे छोटे बिजनेसेस के पास जाओ. आई बीन थिंकिंग ऑफ डूइंग दिस थिंग इन गुड़गांव, वेयर आई एम लाइक आई विल गो टू रेस्टोरेंट्स एंड आई विल गो हियर एंड आई विल गो देयर. टाइम नहीं मिलता. सो या, देर आर दोज एडवांटेजेस वेर आई डू गेट अ लॉट ऑफ वर्क फ्रॉम ब्रांड्स वेर आई डोंट हैव टू अप्रोच देम एंड दे अप्रोच मी. बट वो यू नो, टू गेट योर नेम आउट इट टेक्स टाइम. यू हैव टू पुश थ्रू, यू हैव टू गो एंड मीट पीपल, यू हैव टू नेटवर्क इन दैट सेंस. पीपल डोंट नो अबाउट यू, या नो वन नोज अबाउट यू, पीपल डोंट नो अबाउट मी. Okay, cool. So I think that's cool. How many minutes? Yeah, we're about 25, 24 minutes in. And thank you for listening to another episode. This is the first time I've addressed specific questions or specific subjects that I wanted to talk about. So thank you for sending in all these questions. And please send more, because if you don't, then I will talk about some inane shit that none of you want to listen to. And yeah, I hope I feel better next time this nasally voice is even less, and I can fan. I don't have an AC in this room yet, so if that comes in, then that'll be really noisy. And I hope the Adobe Audition software that I use for recording will be able to remove the noise print from that. And thank you for listening. Bye.